Park Row Books and Harper Audio present The Commandant's Girl by Pam Jenoff. Performed by Nancy Peterson. 1. As we cut across the wide span of the market square, past the pigeons gathered around fetid puddles, I eye the sky warily and tighten my grip on Lukasz's hand, willing him to walk faster. But the child licks his ice cream cone, oblivious to the darkening sky, a drop hanging from his blonde curls. Thank God for his blonde curls. A sharp March wind gusts across the square, and I fight the urge to let go of his hand and draw my threadbare coat closer around me. We pass through the high center arch of the Sukhanitsa, the massive yellow mercantile hall that bisects the square. It is still several blocks to Novoklepars, the outdoor market on the far north edge of Krakow city center, and already I can feel Lukasz's gait slowing, his tiny, thin-soled shoes scuffing harder against the cobblestones with every step. I consider carrying him, but he is 3 years old and growing heavier by the day. Well-fed, I might have managed it, but now I know that I would make it a few meters at most, if only he would go faster. Shivko, kochana, I plead with him under my breath. Hoch! His steps seem to lighten as we wind our way through the flower vendors, peddling their wares in the shadow of the Mariachki Cathedral spires. Moments later, we reach the far side of the square, and I feel a familiar rumble under my feet. I pause. I have not been on a trolley in almost a year. I imagine lifting Lukasz onto the streetcar and sinking into a seat, watching the buildings and people walking below as we pass. We could be at the market in minutes. Then I stop, shake my head inwardly. The ink on our new papers is barely dry, and the wonder on Lukasz's face at his first trolley ride would surely arouse suspicion. I cannot trade our safety for convenience. We press onward. Though I try to remind myself to keep my head low and avoid eye contact with the shoppers who lined the streets this midweek morning, I cannot help but drink it all in. It has been more than a year since I was last in the city center. I inhale deeply. The air, damp from the last bits of melting snow, is perfumed with the smell of roasting chestnuts from the corner kiosk. Then the trumpeter in the cathedral tower begins to play the Heinel, the brief melody he sends across the square every hour on the hour to commemorate the Tartar invasion of Krakow centuries earlier. I resist the urge to turn back toward the sound, which greets me like an old friend. As we approach the end of Florianska Street, Lukasz suddenly freezes, tightening his grip on my hand. I look down. He has dropped the last bit of his precious ice cream cone on the pavement, but does not seem to notice. His face, already pale from months of hiding indoors, has turned gray. "What is it?" I whisper, crouching beside him, but he does not respond. I follow his gaze to where it is riveted. 10 meters ahead, by the arched entrance to the medieval Florian Gate, stand two Nazis carrying machine guns. Lukasz shudders. "There, there, kochana, it's okay." I put my arms around his shoulders, but there's nothing I can do to soothe him. His eyes dart back and forth, and his mouth moves without sound. "Come." I lift him up and he buries his head in my neck. I look around for a side street to take, but there is none, and turning around might attract attention. With a furtive glance to make sure no one is watching, I push the remnants of the ice cream cone toward the gutter with my foot and proceed past the Nazis, who do not seem to notice us. A few minutes later, when I feel the child breathing calmly again, I set him down. Soon we approach the Novoklepars market. It is hard to contain my excitement at being out again, walking and shopping like a normal person.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?